Welcome to Blue Collar BS, a podcast that busts the popular myth that we can't find good people, highlighting how the different generations of today, the boomers, Gen X, millennials, and Gen Z, are redefining work so that the industrial revolution that started in the U.S. stays in the U.S.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Blue Collar BS podcast with your co-host, Brad.
And Steve.
And Steve.
And Steve. And Steve.
And with the first pick of the 2024 draft, the Chicago Bears have ruined the career of Caleb Williams. That was fun to watch last night. That is as an NFC North, obviously you are Central, whatever the fuck it's called now, as you are, I'm also a Lions fan, watching that dumpster fire of what's going to be a quarterback situation over there is going to be interesting.
Right.
Yep. What I find more interesting is what's going to happen with the Vikings. Cause I actually think JJ McCarthy is going to be a really good NFL quarterback, to be able to manage things and go forward. Mm-hmm. Cause his expectation levels are very different.
Correct.
Right. So, which leads us right into the topic that I want to go through today.
Yes. Which is right. What, Brad?
Which is, you know, we have all these generations in the workforce, but yet we all have some things in common. We all have head trash.
Yeah, we do.
For sure. We all have head trash. And the way we deal with that head trash is very different across the generations. You know, myself and the boomers, right? It was there. You didn't talk about buried as deep
as. You heard
as
it here. He just called himself a boomer.
Nope, I did not. Myself and the boomers. That was not inclusive. That was a comma. Comma. Read the transcript. Wow.
Sorry. Not sorry.
You win one award and you get awful arrogant there, Mr. Doyle. Right. We all have our head trash, as I was saying, and myself as part of the Gen X generation, the boomers, we would bury that shit deep and not let it come out ever. Because it just wasn't right. What was expected. It was a different time, different world, different thing. And that's how we learned from our grandparents, our great grandparents, our parents, etc. And over the course of time, talking and going through things and making it all happen has changed. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you know, when we talk about, you know, our head trash, what is our head trash? You know, the thoughts in our head. What talk to me, Mr. Doyle, as you are a millennial at heart, and in behavioral style.
Uh-huh.
What have you seen transition over your time and even within your client organizations across the generations on those thoughts and how people are handling them and communicating them?
Yeah, just from a thought perspective, I would say people are spending more time right now not verbalizing what's going on. Keeping it in. And this is across millennials, Gen X, and the boomers. While they're keeping it in, the stories that they're telling themselves aren't usually the best stories. They're always correct. Going down the negative side of things, of thinking about, hey, this is what I believe is happening. Nothing positive. It's all negative. And I'm not sure how to get out of this. But I'm going to continue to tell myself these negative things because that's what comes natural to me. And I have to prepare for the worst.
Yeah, there was I forget what book it was. It might have been a Tractor Factor or one of the other books from a few years ago that read. It's like ridiculous from the research studies that have been done. The ease of negative thoughts versus positive thoughts. It's like 5-1 or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's something insane. You know, so I'm going to challenge our listeners as you go through your day or, you know, make yourself consciously aware of the phone rang. You saw the number on the phone. What was your immediate reaction?
Oh yeah.
Was the immediate reaction, great, mom's calling, or, oh, great. Mom's calling.
Right. It always depends on what's going on in the environment. What's going on around you? Are you going to pick up the phone or are you just going to send it to voicemail? Or are you going to do the polite thing and just let it keep ringing and go to voicemail?
or just not even let it get the voicemail and just hit decline.
Yep.
Not that you should do that to your parents, but we all have clients or different things or different people in our lives. Oh, okay, great. But think about that. Think about, 3, 4, 5 to 1 from a daily basis, from a negative perspective.
Yep.
But we get bombarded with that on the media side and on our news and everything else, because that's what everybody wants to hear about. And everybody wants to, that's what makes people interested for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know why that always has to happen, but.
No, but so, I would also challenge yourself when you catch yourself thinking about those negative thoughts, is to say, this isn't like me and I'm going to change. Like, this isn't like me. Okay. Then what is like you? No, I want things to change. I want things to be different. I want things to be positive. Okay. Well, we have to stop talking in the negative tones to ourselves.
Correct. And those thoughts, often all those negative thoughts happen to be inside. Mm-hmm. And then those thoughts lead to what typically, Mr. Doyle? You're an educational savant. You went to that University of Michigan where Mr. McCarthy has come from to go lead the Minnesota Vikings into glory.
Yep. And those thoughts, they actually, you start to believe them. They lead to your beliefs, your feelings of what's going on. So now that you've talked yourself up, whether it's negative or positive, you're mentally are now believing that. So if you're charging yourself with negative emotions, negative thoughts, you start to believe it. And you consistently believe it if you're consistently doing it, versus if you're telling yourself positive things, working on the positive side, you now have positive beliefs. Yes, this is going to happen in the way. Or no, it's not going to happen. Whatever your thought is, as the saying goes, whatever you think is going to happen. If you think it's going to be a great day, it's going to be a great day. If you think it's going to be a shit day, you're right. It's going to be a shit day.
Think or believe.
Both.
Which one are we on?
Right? Your thoughts lead to your beliefs, right? So if you think about it and you keep telling yourself it's going to be a shit day and this is a shit day.
So if I think Steve Doyle's a millennial and I believe Steve Doyle's a millennial, he must be a millennial. Got it. Perfect.
I ain't got nothing, man. I ain't got nothing. Other than the fact of when I was born. So I could choose to let Brad impact me, or I can just go, yep, okay. If that's what you want to believe, facts are facts. And right. I got the facts, Jack.
Right. But those, so as leaders, right? So regardless if you're leading a young team, an old team, the key here is to really understand that if you let people tell themselves their own stories, mm-hmm. and let that fester and let that go through, you have a very difficult battle to overcome.
Right.
And I'm confident you've all had people on your teams where they are the arsonist and the firefighter.
Yep.
Right. So they believe all these things and they take all that stuff and they go ahead and set all the fires, but they want to be the hero and they end up being the firefighter because mm-hmm. in their mind, that's how that has to work. And managing mm-hmm. that and even getting through that to those individuals, it's very time consuming and difficult. And often we just let it fly and then it creates all sorts of other chaos inside your organization.
Right.
Yeah, because those beliefs lead to actions, right? So so if I thought this was going to happen and I believed it was going to happen, now I'm going to take action to let everybody know that all this shit's going to happen. Hey, right. We're going to have this happen. We're going to have the Smith residence is 3 weeks behind schedule because we couldn't pour the foundation in time. And it's not because it isn't, but we're going to get it out there and we're going to get the Smith family all engaged and eager and energized by sending them some communication. And now I got to be the hero. We're back on schedule.
Right. Yeah. And it's really interesting when we talk through how the beliefs actually start to lead to the actions, because we start taking steps to make those beliefs actually become true. And that I find very interesting. So, case in point, we've had, and so with one of my clients, where there's been some things happen. Let's say there's things happening between employees and, you know, quote unquote, this employee quote unquote said something. Well, did you hear it from that person? Well, no. This person that had secondhand knowledge of the conversation said that this person said this. Okay, so now I've got some thoughts put into my head about what people say. Now I'm getting pissed off about this. Now I'm getting worked up. Now I'm going to take action because I'm not going to let that person ruin my day because now that person has fucked me off. Now what am I going to do? I'm literally going to go, let's go belly up. Let's go toe to toe and address the issue. What's the issue? Well, the issue is that I heard from so-and-so that heard that you said this.
No, I didn't.
Right? So those actions, right? Those, all of those negative, those negative thoughts, those negative beliefs are leading to a negative action that what is the result? Conflict.
And not conflict in a good way. Conflict can be very valuable.
Correct.
That example you just went through is not valuable conflict.
Correct. It is not. Right. But that's what happens when we allow our negative thoughts lead to the negative beliefs, lead to the negative actions, and you get the results from that are negative because you have put all that negative energy into it.
Correct. I've got a friend of mine that's going through some in the transportation industry that is just going through some very horrific things right now. And it's like, oh, well, this is A, B, C, D, and I'm just a shitty person, blah, blah, blah. No, this is nothing that you did. This was things that were done to you. So let's remember who you are as an individual. All this is circumstantial. This is all other people on the outside. Not that I want to place blame, but what are the opportunities? What are the things? What are the steps that you are taking accountability for to make sure those things don't happen again? Because there's assholes in the world that just like doing stupid shit.
Yep.
So you can't fix stupid, but I sure can point it out.
That's right. Ding,
ding. As you have identified. I did.
Ding, ding.
So getting her to understand that it is a opportunity to reevaluate, look, and that there are things in place all around to try to recover, not just what was mean.
Right.
Getting out of that cycle is very difficult. And we're not talking about being woo, touchy feely, here's what it is, but be real with your own thoughts to take those beliefs through and right. Have that because it's going to take that positive action along the way, which is going to get you to those results that you're looking for at the end of the day. Right. So if you think you deserve a promotion and you believe you're getting passed over because the ownership group or the other, because, well, they just like those guys better and you're not going to go put forth the effort and make the change to go to make that happen. Well, then you're going to be a shitty employee and you're going to sit there and you're going to be grumpy and you're never going to get the promotion or the opportunity because
you're
being the grumpy pain in the ass that doesn't want to do anything.
Correct.
Because you believe that. So go have the conversation. Go have the difficult conversation. I believe you've read that book, Steve, Crucial Conversations in the past and have leveraged that opportunity. Slightly outdated today, but it's still very valuable. And it's still a very valuable book to understand the concepts of those crucial conversations. Go download it. Go listen to it. Go figure it out. Right. Get the energy level to go have the meaningful one-on-one conversation with your leaders and take control of your own destiny instead of letting others control it for you. And that's where that last episode we talked about the Stanford study, right?
Yeah.
Taking control, doing those things. That's the difference where Gen Z sees things, in my opinion, is that they're going to go take control over what they can do versus have things done to them. And that's where I think, the millennials, I think, again, got it right. As I said previously, they took control of being treated, going after what they wanted to go get.
Right.
And if you weren't going to allow that to happen, cool, they left.
Yeah.
Did they always do it correctly with the conversation and get the opportunity? And no, not always. But if you do the right things along the way and treat other good as good humans, most things will work out accordingly.
Yeah. It really comes down to, so when we talk about take control, it's really about taking responsibility. and taking personal responsibility for your actions. So if you go in, if you you believe you've been passed over, if you go in and start the conversation negatively, like, hey, listen, you're passing me over. What the hell's going on? I've done X, Y, and Z right.
I've been here 35 years, and that son of a bitch has been here 6 years, and you got the promotion, and I didn't. Well, you've been here 35 years, and you've done nothing but the same thing for 35 years. You're really good at the one thing, but you've not done anything to grow or be a part of. You have 2 years of experience over 35 years because you do the one thing, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, take responsibility, but do it in a positive way. Cause if you go in and you have that conversation with a negative tone, negative results are going to happen and you're going to end up leaving pissed off and you're end up going to leaving, you know, saying a lot of negative things because it didn't go the way you wanted because you didn't take responsibility for your thoughts, your beliefs, and your actions because your actions led to the negative results because you were negative in the negative context. So think about that. The next time you start to quote unquote, feel like you've been at a disadvantage for some reason. Evaluate why.
How'd that work out in December 16, Steve?
Really? We're going to go there. Okay. It worked out really well, bro. Worked out really well. You want to know why? Because now we're sitting here and we're having a conversation. It worked out really well. Right. We learned a lot along the way.
8 fucking years, but here we are.
Here we are. Right. So again, I could go down that path negatively, but you know what? It led to where we are today. So I look actually forward to embracing the challenges that I had in December of 16. Jerk.
Oh, there are some negative actions.
There it is.
There it is. There's the real feelings. Oh, I wish TMZ was here. Is there a breakup? Is there not a breakup? Is there going to be a split between B and S?
Oh, no, we just bring the BS back.
Right.
But I mean, in reality,
it's Brandon and Scott.
But in reality, when we look at it, you have to take responsibility for it. Right. That's the personal responsibility we have that leads to that. So, yeah. So let's pick on that example. Right. So for those, if you start piecing back everything, when we went, Brad and I went to certification and training together. Yeah. I had a difficult go with some of the training classes. Absolutely.
You weren't the only one. So don't worry about it.
I wasn't the only one, but it sure, I wear things on my sleeve. So if I'm having a difficult time, it shows, you know, I could have had a lot of negative talk, a lot of negative self-talk. There was that going on a little bit. Right. Which led to some negative beliefs. And it didn't actually lead to any action. It was inaction. I just sat I'm like, but that's action. Inaction right. is action. It's a choice. You can shut down. So we can choose to learn and learn from that. And yeah, does it take time? You're uncomfortable. You're learning something new. It's a whole new skill set you're learning. So yeah, there's a lot of self-talk. Whether both positive or negative. Yeah, I can stand in front of a mirror and say I'm the greatest there ever was, but if I'm not believing it, you know, I'm speaking it, but not believing it, I lean to certain actions. I lean to whatever I'm believing, right?
Correct.
So I had to learn a lot of stuff along the way on how to be where we are today. And it's through people like Brad and some of my other mentors, but I had to get out of that negative self-talk. I had to start talking positively. Like, yes, I know what I'm doing. Build that confidence, build that competence up so that those thoughts were positive. The feelings and beliefs were positive and the actions were positive, which lead then to positive results.
Right. This show still exists for that very reason, right? So remember Scott up in Green Bay, the Pedal Tavern dude that sent us the email after like the first 6 months of the show to be able to say, hey, you know, you really helped us get through. You helped me get through to understand and realize. And his big brother, his little brother from Big Brother's Big Sister's program of going out and working the auto industry and hustling and grinding and making, you know, a life for himself. You know, that was hugely important to us at that point in time in the show. Now that we're big stars with our tens of listeners, you know, it's quite not, you know, but we're not. It's okay. We're still humble.
Yeah.
Steve wears it well.
Yeah. Wear it real well.
But yes, that is part of that. And I guess one of the things I guess I want to share with the audience, right? There's two, because I went through a lot of the same stuff with the negative feelings and thoughts and beliefs going through. Mm-hmm. And like, am I doing the right thing? Am I going through this path correctly? Can I really make an impact? Two books that really supported me through that process was You Are a Badass by Jen Sincero,
yep,
which is a really great audiobook and a very simple read. And the other one was A Tractor Factor by Dr. Is it Vitali? I think we're just talking about how to go through that process a little bit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it might seem stupid and ridiculous, but there are resources out there and it's okay. And, yeah. And if you're looking for resources to talk through or understand how your employees might need some support along the way, we've both lived that, done that. Don't be afraid to leverage the show as a resource tool for you and, yep, and your folks in your industry. So, Mr. Doyle, thank you for going through and sharing a little vulnerability.
Yeah.
In a fun and exciting way at the same time. And, hey, and we'll see how Caleb Williams goes through his process, right? Right now he's walking on water with, hey, I'm the number one pick overall. Yep. And he believes what's going on, and we'll see what the Bears do to him.
That's right. We'll save that thought for another show. So.
Exactly. All right, sir. Have a great weekend.
All right. Yeah, you too. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Blue Collar BS, brought to you by Vision Forward Business Solutions and Professional Business Coaching, Inc. If you'd like to learn more on today's topic, just reach out to Steve Doyle or myself, Brad Herta. Please like, share, rate, and review this show, as feedback is the only way we can get better. Let's keep blue-collar businesses strong for generations to come.